Let's make today the day you get one step closer to becoming the parent you've always wanted to be and the parent your children deserve. Hi, and welcome to Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. I am your host, Erin Taylor, and I have wanted to help parents and children literally since I was 11 years old. I created this podcast to help you make a stronger, healthier, deeper connection to your child, to understand the inevitable challenges a little better, and learn some new ways to navigate them when they occur. Thank you for spending some time with me. Now let's get this show started. Hello, and welcome to episode 413. Today is Mindfulness on Monday, or MOM. At this point, we are knee-deep in the heart of the holiday season. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Well, that's what they say anyway. Is it really? Does it feel like the most wonderful time of the year? Have you checked off all the things on your to-do list for November and December? Have you bought all the gifts? Have you gone to all the parties? Have you donated to all the things going on at school? Have you signed up for the class parties? Have you sent out the Christmas cards, taken the family photos? Have you baked the cookies and decorated the house? The list can go on and on and on. So is it really the most wonderful time of the year? Well, it can be, but you have to work really hard to go against the grain of society and what the world tells us we should be doing during this time of the year. I've said it for the past few weeks, and I'm going to say it again. Take a good hard look at what you want to accomplish for the rest of this month, for the rest of this holiday season. Do you want to do things as you've always done them? If so, is it because you truly get joy out of doing those things, or because it feels like one added burden and one added task that you have to get through? If your tasks and your things on your to-do list fall into that second category, I strongly encourage you to take another look at that task and see if it's something you want to continue doing. I looked at my shopping list, my gift-giving list this year, and I feel pretty good about it. Over the past several years, I have managed to reduce the gifts that I exchange with people dramatically. I give a gift to one friend, I give a gift to the children in our extended family, and I give gifts to my own children and my husband. That's it. That doesn't seem like a lot, right? But my very good friends from childhood, we decided several years ago to stop giving obligatory gifts back and forth to each other, trying to figure out what the other person wants and giving gifts to our kids. And then it just keeps growing. Instead of the list shrinking, it keeps growing. We decided instead to make the intention and make the effort and set aside our precious time to spend time together. So during this holiday season, my two good friends from childhood and I, we get together and we have lunch. That's generally what we do. But we spend some of our precious time, which is the most valuable thing that any of us have. We spend our most precious time together, and that is the gift we give each other. And I love it so much more because I get to catch up on their lives. I get to enjoy time with them and them with me. And we don't have to worry about the what gift and who's into what and what your size is and whatever silly stuff like that. We just spend time together, and it's so much more enjoyable that way. So, on this Mindful Monday episode, I urge you to reevaluate that to-do list again, if you haven't yet, And, or even if you have, do it again. If you haven't, do it for the first time and see if there's anything you want to take out of that list. You might be surprised by the positive effect it has on you. All right, that wraps up today's episode. Wherever you are in this world, I hope that you make it a mindful day for yourself. That wraps up this episode of Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. If you know anyone who could benefit from this episode or this podcast in general, please share it with them. Also, I always love hearing feedback from my listeners. I welcome you to send me an email to erin@erin-taylor.com if you have any comments or questions that come up for you in an episode. Our children are our future. Parenting them is the most sacred task we will ever be asked to do. It truly does take a village to raise a child. Let's help each other to raise our children to be who it is they're meant to be. If at any point you feel like you need a little extra help and support, reach out to me. I am here to help you.